about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing? No, no, no. Stop celebrating. Can't start celebrating yet. We still have no idea what's going to happen with the Supreme Court. I know everybody's all happy. They're doing the dance. They think it's looking good for the healthcare law to be overturned. But honestly, just because it was a little rough, right, this week with the Supreme Court arguments and the hearings, does not mean we know what's going on. And I'm going to tell you something. All right, for those of you that are politicians and running for office and think this is a done deal, I hope you all are working on what we are going to do for health care. All right. I hope President Romney. Oh boy, whew, that was a slip. I hope candidates like Romney. I'm gonna say Romney because it looks like he has the best chance of winning. I hope he already has a plan, because if this does get overturned in the Supreme Court, if it does, and we're going to talk a little bit later in the show why everybody is so confident, and Americans are kind of dancing in the street at this point, which I think is very premature. He needs to be ready for what he is going to do for health care. Remember, okay, just having Obamacare overturned is a step. You can't just overturn it and say we're going back to status quo. The Democrats put the Republicans into a corner saying, look, this is what we're doing for healthcare. If you don't like it, you're going to have to then fix it within the small amount of time you have control over Congress or the administration, which means if Romney does become president, he better have his ducks in a row, i.e., he probably will have to say, all right, this is what we're going to do with pre-existing conditions. We're going to keep that part, but we're going to pass a small bill with that. We're going to pass a small bill regarding insurance caps. We're going to pass a bill that no children are uninsured. All right, be ready. And they may, it may be, like I said, still too premature for any of the presidential candidates to say anything. But come June, if the Supreme Court does overturn this, all right, everybody better be ready. Because if 47%, which is the latest poll, says 47% of the country is against the healthcare law, and 48% is for the healthcare law, and 2% don't care or are undecided, or throughout the survey, you have half this country, roughly, that is going to be extremely angry and want blood. And so, you know, if the presidential candidates, you know, want to win over the independents, then you better have your list of what your bills and plans are going to be for healthcare. All right. Healthcare still has to be number one coming into office. Just striking down Obamacare isn't going to be good enough. So we'll talk a little bit later in this hour about what happened in court, why everybody's so confident, but what really needs to be done next. Got a lot more to talk about. Interesting. They made a form of plastic skin. This is kind of weird. There's a type of plastic that when it gets hurt, it looks like, you know, what it does, what skin does when it gets hurt. And then it could actually heal itself when exposed to sunlight. It's kind of cool. We'll talk about that. Have also more issues on the Trayvon Zimmerman case with the Neighborhood Watch shooting. Looks like they have a new spray for allergies, which is a dry nasal spray, which kind of makes sense because we have allergies. Our nose is dripping. We spray into our nose. That drips out, falls into our mouth. We spit, we gag, and we really don't get our allergies taken care of. So that may be kind of interesting. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But of course, I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. Also, you can email us at drdahlia.com. Please continue to follow me on Twitter. Thank you for all the Twitter followers, because I am able then to communicate with you throughout the day, as well as Facebook. Don't forget to find me on my Facebook fan page. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I was just wondering about a diet that would promote weight loss and overall good health. I heard of the diabetic diets and cardiac diets, diets to help lower cholesterol. I've heard about the Greek diet, the Atkins diet, and I was just wondering, given one choice to be able to stick to one diet plan, and that would help to improve overall health and promote weight loss, what your diet plan would be. Thank you.
That's a good question. No, thank you. I would, it's not a diet plan. It's no secret. One of my favorites is Weight Watchers, because I did Weight Watchers in the 80s. And I've been following what Weight Watchers does. And again, they're not a sponsor. This by no means is a commercial for them. But I like Weight Watchers because it's not a diet. It's a food plan. It's a way to eat. I think the big mistake we make is trying to find a diet. Diet. I'm looking right now. I'm just kind of pulling up. We should one day talk about all these different diets. But, I mean, there's tons of them. There's the 100-calorie diet. There is the detox diet. There's the abs diet, the acne diet, the, of course, the Atkins diet, South Beach, diabetic diet, DASH diet. Like, for example, right here, U.S. News looks like is rating the best diets overall. Number one was DASH. Number two was TLC. Then they said the best weight loss diet was Weight Watchers and the Biggest Loser. We talked about this when the USA Today came out with their ratings. Then your diabetic diets, they love the Biggest Loser diet and the DASH diet. But it makes you go crazy. And I'm going to tell you something, all right? It doesn't matter how successful you were on a diet in the past. If you gain that weight back, to me, the diet's useless. You know, if I told you guys right now I lost 10 pounds on the grapefruit diet in the 80s, you guys wouldn't care. Because you know I gained the 10 pounds back. What good was the grapefruit diet if I gained the weight back? Well, you didn't stick to it. You didn't keep eating your grapefruit 3 times a day. Well, after a while, you can't. Yeah, and some of us, we take medications where we can't. Eat grapefruit. So it's, I think we need to really get out of this diet type of mind frame and move towards because whatever you do, you have to stick with. It doesn't make any difference. All those people that lost weight on the Atkins diet, and many people did they keep it off? No. Now, I see we're coming up on break. When we come back from break, what we're going to do is I just want to really quickly tell you what aspects I think your quote-unquote food plan should have for longevity and for it to work. So don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 27th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,688. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,729.92, $864.96 for a half ounce, or $432.48 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,729.92, $864.96, and $432.48.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Interesting that we're talking about diets, because there's been a lot of interesting research that came out today. Like, for example, there was a story that came out today, low-carb diets could actually put those of you that have a risk of heart disease, a family history of heart disease, more at risk for heart disease. It could actually be deadly. I mean, we're talking about a diet being deadly, really? Researchers from the University of Alabama at Birmingham found that obese rats fed a high-fat, low-carb diet, i.e. very similar to Atkins, right? Maybe South Beach, right? Low carbs, high fat, had more damaging and deadly heart attacks than obese rats fed a low-fat diet. Now, remember, we were just talking about, you know, with the previous caller, what diet is the best? Well, we have been told for the last 15 years, low carbs. And I personally haven't liked the low-carb diet. One is it made me very constipated, right? And you all know I am grumpy when I'm constipated. You know, number two is it didn't last. People would lose the weight quickly, and then they gain the weight back. But number three, I would see family members of mine just eat steak and cheese, steak on the cheese, steak stuffed with cheese, cheese with bits of steak in it. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're on the Atkins diet, we're losing weight. And I didn't like that. So this is kind of interesting how a study came out today saying, you guys got to be careful. All right. They think maybe fat does create free radicals, oxidative stress, hurts, damages DNA, cellular walls. You know, maybe the carbohydrates are really key for having efficient fuel usage and fuel efficiency in your body. You know, maybe you, you know, when you really cut back on your carbohydrates, you raise ketones, which was a sign that the Atkins diet was working, because you'd start to smell fruity. You'd see ketones in the urine. You're like, great, I'm in ketosis. I'm losing weight. Yeah, you lose weight, but that may hurt the heart. We don't know. Now, interesting, another study came out saying that fatty diet may actually help new brain cells sprout. This was kind of interesting. Fox News reporting that they actually noticed that high-fat diet causes new brain cells to sprout in the area of the brain that seems to regulate eating. Now, I don't know, you know, what this means. Are we supposed to eat high fat? They say the hypothalamus plays a role in regulating how our bodies spend the energy that take in and send out signals to the body. Then you also have your pituitary gland that controls your hunger, your thirst, behavior, etc. But they found that actually they saw that brain cells grew. Researchers wanted to see how brain cells in the median eminence reacted to a high-fat diet, so they put mice on a Big Mac diet, which contained 60% fat instead of the 35% fat in regular mouse chow. The mice loved the Big Macs, of course, duh. They ate and ate and ate, but they gained weight, as humans would, but actually they found new brain cells were growing from 1% to 5% in the medium that they checked. So what does that mean? I don't know. Are they? I mean, the last couple days hasn't been all, you know, all about pro-fat, right? Skinny bad, right? Bad LDL, low LDL could be bad for you. All right, this is what I say we do. Okay, get the whole diet idea out of your head. When I was in medical school, that was one thing they taught us. They said, do not put your patients on a diet. Diets don't work. Do not put your patient on a diet. Boom. Okay, we're like, all right, I got that. All right, next, it has to be some sort of a meal plan. How are you going to eat? Well, one, you know, you do what the slim people do, and not the ones that are naturally slim, because we all hate those, but the people that just have it balanced, okay? And I watch them. I see what's in their shopping carts. I see what they eat. I see what they walk into my office with, what they're drinking, all right? What is one of the first things we notice slim people do? They're always walking around with water. Right? They are always walking around with water. Okay? So that's number one. Drink water. And when I was in Weight Watchers 30 years ago now, is it 30? Ooh, I'm old. Maybe 25. Yeah. Water. They said 8 to 10 glasses of water a day, you get your water. Now, water made sense because, one, you know, we don't drink enough. And I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, so we were always sweating and dehydrated and undergoing heat shock and, you know, heat exhaustion, etc. So it was water. But if you notice, they walk around with water. Do they walk around with a soda? Right? No. No. Do they walk around with soda pop, chocolate milk, Red Bulls? No. Energy drinks? No. No, water. So number one, walk around with water. Right? Number two is do not look at your diet plan or your meal plan as you being without. Some of the best, most effective diets, I mean, if you did a cross-sectional analysis of all these diets, and there's tons of them, like I read you the coconut diet, the core balance diet, the Cicero diet, the curves diet, the dancers diet, the dash diet. I mean, you could go on. There's hundreds of diets. But some of the ones that are the most effective, if you notice, are the ones that say eat multiple little meals throughout the day. They don't say just eat one breakfast and that's it. Or eat nothing all day, come home at dinner and gorge yourself. And if they did, if a diet says that's good and that's okay, they're full of it. Okay? You eat multiple little meals. You eat when you think you're hungry. Now, you do, though, have to discern what is hunger and what is appetite. All right, if you're watching TV, and which is another, remember, I don't know if you guys were listening in this hour, if it was another hour, we're talking about commercials and how I skip through a lot of commercials, although we don't want people to skip through commercials, especially on the radio show, because, you know, the people that advertise, that's what keeps us going. So please listen to the commercials. But one thing we do in my family is we fast forward through the TV commercials because my kids will see a drippy cheeseburger and get hungry. You know, your eyes see something and your mind wants it. So you have to also make sure that you don't have all these temptations around. You know, if everybody at the office are eating holiday treats, like we're going to have Easter come up, you know, tell them to keep that away from you. If the treats come in, tell them to put it in the kitchen. Don't be having that stuff at the desk. And you could say, look, I'm going to see it and I'm going to want it. Can we please put everything in the kitchen so I don't see it? So you need to get rid of the temptation. However, know the difference between appetite and hunger. And if you do have an appetite, throw some raisins in your mouth or maybe a couple nuts or maybe chomp on a celery stick. Right? But do not go for the burger. Do not go for the chocolate, et cetera. All right. Number three is you have to, of course, really control your the bad foods, like the chocolate, et cetera. But like the study we talked about yesterday, it was really interesting. They were talking about how chocolate, you know, people that eat chocolate are more prone to, being slim. So do I think chocolate is the worst thing? Yes, you should avoid it. But if you notice, like, let's go back to Weight Watchers. Why was my answer Weight Watchers to that caller before? What I like about Weight Watchers, and again, I'm not trying to do a commercial for them. They're not a sponsor, and it just I had tried them, and I see a lot of success with my patients, is they give you a set of points. They figure out what your points are and say, you do whatever you want with them. All right, but once you reach that point limit, you can't have any more that day. So don't eat all your points on a piece of chocolate cake. So vegetables are no points. So you could introduce vegetables to your diet anytime you want. Anytime you can go at it as long as you want with the vegetables. Cheese, you need to be careful because a slice of cheese, I think, is 3 points. I think an Egg McMuffin is 7 points. So if you're only allotted 30 points a day, you can see how easily this could rack up. But they do allow you some cheat points because a lot of us, we really love our cheat foods. And if you think that you have to be denied your cheat foods whenever you go on your diet, you're going to fail. Remember, we don't want you to fail. We would rather you lose weight slower and stay on the diet longer than crash diet and then say, oh, to heck with this, and then gorge on a whole bunch of ice cream and M&Ms later on in the week. You see? Because, again, it's mind over matter. If your mind doesn't think you're really losing all your indulgences, it's not going to panic and go through a withdrawal period. That's why people have trouble with smoking and withdrawing from alcohol and pain medicines. You know, they keep thinking, oh, no, it's been this long since I've had, and they start to freak out about it. You got to keep your mind busy. You have to. All right. I also think you need to make sure you're getting your protein. Protein is very filling and you don't burn through it like the simple carbs. Yes, carbs are important. I'm getting an email. I thought you're supposed to watch your carbs. Yes, I'm seeing your email come down now. Yes, you don't want to overdo on your carbs, but the carbs we're talking about are the donuts and the cupcakes, etc. Your complex carbs like your fiber, you do need. You need that for good bowel health, good heart health. You should have all five food groups. You shouldn't do a diet where you completely stay away from one whole aspect of food. Should you cut back on your red meat? Absolutely. Should you cut back a little bit on your carbs? Yes, you should. But should you still have carbs, protein, etc.? Absolutely. If you're a vegetarian, still get your protein in by some of your proteinaceous vegetables, etc., nuts. But again, it has to be something you stick with and you like and you can do. I'd rather you lose the weight slower if you could stick to it. Because no sense losing 40 pounds now if 20 years from now you're going to get it all back. You want to keep it off. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so it's been a very interesting week with the Supreme Court. A very, very busy day that we had, where Solicitor General Donald B. Verrilli was bringing his arguments up to the Supreme Court justices in defense of the affordable health care law and the insurance mandate. This was a very, very supposedly highly passionate argument that he was hoping to give. And from what I understand, he had a tough time. He had a tough time. It was difficult. And it sounded like it was probably a little intimidating. I guess right out the door, only minutes until his argument, Justice Kennedy asked the lawyer, can you create commerce in order to regulate it? Yeah, he later also told him that the federal government faced a heavy burden of justification if they are, you know, to justify why this mandate has to be. And he said, you are changing the relationship of the individual to the government. So you could already kind of see, you know, Justice Kennedy having an issue. Usually, you know, it's difficult to kind of read into the questioning that the Supreme Court judges have. You know, they were talking about on the news, look, just because they're asking the questions doesn't mean we know where they're going to go. But I mean, from what it sounds like, from what we understand inside the court, this Donald Verrilli Jr. was really taking some hits. They said Justice Scalia and Alito were almost on the hostile side. John Roberts, they said, wasn't as rough on him, but was still asking some pretty difficult questions. Now, your more liberal members, which is Justice Ruth Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan, they were a lot nicer, you know, although they did seem to give the other side a little bit more, I guess, trouble. Justice Clarence Thomas was actually kind of quiet, didn't ask any questions, but they believe he is likely to strike down the law. So after the two-hour deliberation, it was Paul Clement who was actually arguing for the 26 states challenging the law, and he was given a little bit of a hard time by the liberal justices, but they said he held his own. Mr. Verrilli did as good as he can, but did seem to be a little taken aback from what we understand by the poignant questions that were given by the more conservative court justices. So it was, I guess, surmised that we already were seeing the 5-4 split with the justices. Now, what does that mean? Well, I know people were starting to get excited. People were texting and Twittering. I was getting emails. And guys, okay, we still have a long haul to go. And again, even if this does get thrown out, we still have the issue of what's going to be happening to our health care. Now, what should our candidates be doing? What should we be doing as patients? What should our politicians be doing in their individual states? Working together to come up with something that will be very easily digestible to the American public, including the independents, for this next election. You know, there is an argument that for those of us that are very, very conservative, that if Obamacare does get thrown out, we could lose this election to the Democrats. Because it's a 50-50 split from what we're hearing. I'm surprised at 50-50. I thought it'd be more against the law. But from what all the polls are saying, it's close to 50-50 on how people feel. And it could be very, very easy for the Washington administration and the Democratic Party to turn this on the Republicans saying, look what they just did. They just took health insurance away from your kids. They just got rid of pre-existing conditions. And remember, a lot of us, you know, are at the age where we still want those types of protection. So what has to be done, I'm almost thinking before this gets overturned, because you know, the Democrats are already starting to work on this, is the Republicans have to have some sort of a safety net, show some sort of confidence that they will be able to still help and put forth a good health insurance reform. I don't want to say health care reform. That's too scary for a lot of people. But health insurance reform. And they should say, look, even if Obamacare gets repealed, don't worry, guys. The first bill we're going to do day one is getting rid of the pre-existing condition clauses. Right out the bat, but it's going to be a single bill. The next bill we're going to do is cut the insurance caps. Next bill we're going to do is to make sure all children are covered. All citizens, all children will be covered. And a means for even some of our illegal children where it's not their, you know, not their fault that their parents dragged into this country and they're sick and dying to get some sort of a set of care. And I think that'll really sway a lot of the independents. And it'll probably keep some of the more conservative Democrats happy. And why not? Those were, you know, especially the pre-existing law, that was a good aspect of the bill. There were very few things I liked about this bill, but that was a good one. All right. If we need more people paying into the system and these young kids don't mind paying health insurance, give them an option that they could pay for their, you know, they could be on their parents' health insurance and pay those premiums. You know, I don't think it'll hurt any as long as we taxpayers aren't paying for a 26-year-old who's still stuck at home with mom and dad. You know, if they want to pay for health insurance and they want to be on their parents' insurance and put money into the system if they're healthier, I'm fine with that. Whoever wants to put money in the system, that's fine with me, but nothing's mandated. Nobody is stressing out the employers right now, threatening them with a fine while we're undergoing the worst recession in the world. But I mean it. You can't just sit here and be dancing in the streets if Obamacare gets thrown out. There better be a plan. You know, it was interesting. There was a discourse going on between some of the doctors, and I guess I'm on an email list, so I got it. And it got pretty heated. Right? And you have doctors saying, I don't understand. How could you, Republicans, be against, you know, there being a pre-existing condition? And most doctors are not against it. Just because we don't like the healthcare law doesn't mean we dislike some of those aspects to it. But you see what people are thinking. People are thinking if this gets thrown out, we are going to be in a worse off position than we were when we started. And remember, the situation got worse once the law passed because of the employers freaking out and insurance companies panicking and raising the prices, pharmaceutical companies panicking, raising the prices. So not only did the Democrats kind of dig a hole, but now the conservatives, the Republicans, are expected to, one, get out of the hole, B, fill up the hole, and then build a mountain of wonderful health care legislation. That's going to be rough. That's going to be very tough to do. Extremely tough to do. But let's just start working on it. But again, do it piece by piece. Don't let earmarks get thrown into this. Don't let Kathleen Sebelius, head of Health and Human Services, come up with panels, have non-medicinal, non-pharmacists, non-dentists, non-nurses, non-patients, non-doctors involved in making healthcare decisions. Let's get rid of that. Let's start piece by piece. Anything that was good, that we could all agree on, because remember, healthcare, for healthcare to go forward and healthcare revision and fine tuning to go forward, it has to be bipartisan. We can't go back and forth because we can't have the Republican administration pass a law that the Democrats will try to get thrown out when they come back into office. We can't do that. It has to be something that most people can live with. And I think many of us can live with the whole pre-existing condition and lack of insurance caps and children being covered. I think we could all agree on those. Well, then do that. And somebody stand up and say, look, this is what's going to happen if the healthcare law gets thrown out. Don't worry, because already people are crying and screaming and blasting in the media that our kids are going to die. I guess they were interviewing somebody whose mom died prior to the Obama healthcare law because she lost insurance. And so, you know, if the healthcare law gets overturned, more people are going to die. That's a very, very difficult argument to defend against because people are dying all the time and people are still being unemployed. You know, are you going to blame the healthcare, lack of healthcare, or are you going to blame the employer for firing her? Are you going to blame the economy? I mean, who are you going to blame? You know, we have a horrible situation right now with the way healthcare is being administered, covered, and how patients have to pay for things that how they are their dollars, their premium dollars are being allocated right now. And we've talked about this, and it's not pretty. So all I'm saying is although I know we, you know, it looks pretty positive right now with the Supreme Court, there's a lot of work that has to be done, and I hope the people in office are working on that. That's all I could say. Don't go away. We've got more on the Dr. Dolly Show, but I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you want the Dr. Dahlia Show playing in your city at your local news talk station, please call them up or email them. It works. And then they'll contact Genesis Communications Network, who networks my show, and will bring the show to your city. Then you can listen to me whenever you want also. You can also listen to me whenever you want on the on-demand button on my website. Big thanks to Kyle for working the dials. Don't forget to follow my tweets. Follow my Twitter tweets, please. Thank you, guys, at Dr. Dahlia. So scientists have developed plastic skin that bleeds red liquid and can heal itself. This is kind of cool. I know. You kind of think of like Terminator skin. Scientists have created a plastic skin that oozes red blood when cut. It can actually heal itself, building tiny molecular bridges inside in response to damage. Now, I don't know if this, it's not like blood. From what I understand, and I've seen this happen, when cut, the plastic turns from clear to red along the line of damage, mimicking what happens to skin. It reacts to ordinary light or changes in temperature or acidity by mending broken molecular bridges to heal itself. U.S. scientists told how they created the material at the American Chemical Society's annual meeting in San Diego, California. Lead researcher Professor Marek Urban from University of Southern Mississippi said, now Mother Nature has endowed all kinds of biological systems with the ability to repair themselves. So the self-repair system that we have in our skin, right, or even tree trunks, DNA, etc., apparently the plastic is now trying to mimic nature, using a red signal when damaged and then renewing itself when exposed to visible light, temperature, or pH changes. What would this be used for? Well, maybe aircraft, maybe the space program. We don't know. They said you could also possibly use this on cars. And fender benders. Oh, boy. All right. My car would look like a bloody mess. I hit our mailbox. I also hit, well, my big thing is I always open the door and I bang it into something. I always do that because I could barely fit. See, I missed my Mini Cooper. I had a little Mini Cooper. I would drive around the Mini Cooper. Or my truck that I used to drive was a little truck. It was like a little love truck. He's used this truck. And, you know, my husband likes big cars, big trucks. You know, he's so burly. So sometimes the car is just too much for me. And I, you know, can barely fit it into the parking space because parking spaces are getting more and more narrow now that people are redrawing their, you know, lines, parking lines. And so my, well, also now smart cars, people are like, well, wait a second, why don't we have a couple smart car spaces that are a couple feet, you know, wide, and then we could just redraw everything else. So anyway, I can't get my truck in without barely squeezing it in and back and forth, until I finally get it in, and then I just bang it into the car next to me. I leave a note, you know, saying Kyle did it, and go from there. But it's tough because my car is pretty bruised up and bloody. Okay, let's go on. Let's talk about this new allergy spray that may actually make a heck of a lot of sense. I love you, Kyle. Kyle's writing me back. I can't say what Kyle said. All right, here we go. There is a nasal spray called Q-Nasal. It's a corticosteroid spray, just like very similar to what you guys are using with the fluticasone and the, like the Flonase and the Nasacort and the Nasonex. It is a nasal spray, but it's apparently a dry nasal spray. It's a powder form of beclomethasone dipropionate. Mm-hmm, yeah. All right. And, what these do, well, you know, I like the steroid sprays. You know, I don't like the sympathomimetic sprays that we get over the counter. You know those sprays that you get when you're congested, you spray it into your nose and you're like, oh, I can breathe. Remember the commercials with the big nose? Yeah, with the hair coming out of the nose. I know. I never thought I'd get nose hair. Boy, that was enlightening when you start to realize that you have nose hair. Gosh, demeaning. Just, well, what are you going to do? Anyway, so those over-the-counter sprays, those don't have steroid in it because you can't sell these steroid sprays over-the-counter. What those do is they constrict your vessels, and they're very addictive, all right? Not addictive in terms of you're getting high, but what happens is with those over-the-counter sprays, when the medicine wears off, the blood vessel goes from constriction to dilation, and as vessels dilate, fluid seeps out, which is why, you know, with we always talk about vasoconstriction and vasodilation. Vasodilation, you end up having more fluid, and that's why when we constrict, you have less fluid and it dries you up. Same thing with those eye drops that you use, like Visine, etc. They work for getting the red out because they constrict your blood vessels, but then you get a rebound, and a lot of times you're more red the next day with some of these medications, because again, they're only good for short term. But then what happens is when you get that rebound effect, you run back to the store going, oh, I need more of it. And you could be doing this day on day, you know, day in, day out, week after week, year after year. So we've gone to the corticosteroid nasal sprays, where when you spray a steroid into the nostrils, it goes up into the sinuses and it decreases inflammation. And when you decrease inflammation, it also decreases fluid without constricting your blood vessels, raising your blood pressure, causing some sort of a tolerance. Now, for some people with bad allergies, they like getting the steroid shot, like the Kenalog shot. Not my favorite thing, because, again, it's something that's going into your body, going throughout your whole body, and you're getting a big whopping dose of it. And steroids can increase your blood pressure. It can increase your blood sugar, cause kidney issues, renal issues, stomach bleeding, etc. So I don't like a big whopping dose unless there's nothing else that we could use. Or unless, of course, you're having a, you know, asthmatic attack, or you're in need of some sort of urgent corticosteroid management. Now, with the nose, what I like about the corticosteroid sprays is it treats where you need to be treated. You know, if many of you are sneezing and congested, then it makes sense, rather than taking a pill or taking a shot that goes through your whole body, why don't you, you know, treat what's right there? That's what I love about asthma medications. You know, if somebody's having trouble breathing, you give them an inhaler and it helps. You know, right there, as opposed to something orally, even though some of these oral medications do help, and we've talked about those. So my only problem with a lot of these nasal steroid sprays is they're wet. So your nose is dripping, right? You spray it into your nose, the medicine sprays right out. Or let's say you're having a dry day, right? No, not, you don't use maxi pads. Stop it. Okay, let's say you're having a dry day and you spray it. A lot of times you'll taste it. It'll go through the back, right? You guys know what I'm talking about? And then you kind of taste it and you gag. My kids hate those nasal sprays. So this, being in a drier form, may be a little, you know, maybe, you know, a little more tolerable. They say it is supposed to be environmentally friendly, uses the propellant HFA. Canister holds about 120 sprays, a couple spritzes each nostril, use it for. But here's the thing, guys. Many of you, you don't take your allergy medicines until you're in full-blown allergies. Okay, that's not when you do it. Remember, you need to start, especially if we're dealing with these nasal corticosteroids, you need to take those at least a couple weeks before allergy season so it starts to build up. Now, some people go, well, how does this help your itchy eyes? Remember, you have a nasal lacrimal duct. And if you decrease the inflammation going on in your nostrils and in the sinuses, a lot of times that will, just because of the conduit, help the eyes. Now, sometimes we use the eye drops, like Patanol, Pataday for the eye drops. Those are nice. Some people, they just like the antihistamines. They'll just take an antihistamine over the counter and they'll be fine. So depending on what you need, but if you're like, look, my nose is bad and these antihistamines aren't working, then I would recommend something localized. Of course, if you have nosebleeds, excuse me, if you have a history of cocaine use and you've lost part of your septum, I mean, there's certain contraindications, I would say, to not using these. I'm sure some people with a hole in the septum still use these things, but remember, sometimes it could actually cause some thinning of the membranes. So we definitely want that looked at. You'll have some people, you know, they will get nosebleeds using these nasal sprays, then I wouldn't do it. Because, you know, your corticosteroid decreases inflammation, and that can actually appear to thin the mucosa. Whereas when you're all swollen and boggy, it gives your mucosa some protection if you're prone to bleeding. But we need to talk about nosebleeds one day, because some of you guys get those a lot. We should talk about nosebleeds. Huh, someone remind me to talk about it tomorrow, okay? All right, guys, great show. If you could stay on with us another hour, please do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need, and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.